The Dr. Ray Podcast is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio. Here's today's monologue with Dr. Ray Guarendi.
Pretty great line the other day. Is an algorithm raising your kid? Now, I just became familiar with the algorithms in the last couple years. They are a piece of, if you want to use the word brilliant, maybe it's seductive is a better word, technology that says, in so many words, I'm going to see what you're interested in. The algorithm finds that out. Whatever you look up on your phone or your computer, and the algorithm says, oh, well, they'd like to see more of that. Similar stuff. So if you're a 13-year-old who shouldn't have a smartphone but does, looks up something regarding gender confusion or same-sex attraction, well, the algorithm says, well, that's what they're interested in. Well, we want to keep them interested because we can sell more things and make more money. And the algorithm starts sending many more things about gender confusion and same-sex attraction their way. And it isn't stuff that says, oh, we gotta measure this and see what it's all about and think why you're thinking this way. No, it is here. This is what you should be heading toward. Or if you're a curious 14-year-old boy and you go into a site that has inappropriate material, well, what do you know? You can have some more of that. We'll just feed you a steady diet of it. Now, the interesting thing about technology is most people can't keep up with it. It moves ahead so fast, the average parent is unaware of what the algorithm does. The algorithm says, if you show an interest in this, we will send you much more of this. It'll pop up on your feed, on your phone, on your computer. So in essence, the algorithm has a very potent hand in raising your kid. Most parents don't know that. Over 50% of parents have absolutely no safety mechanisms on that phone or computer. They don't. So, the algorithm says, well, let me at them. Let me have your kid. I'll tell you how your kids are going to think. You, mom, you, dad, you think you're doing a fine job of this. And then one day they're 19 years old and you figure out, how did it get to the point where they think so differently than the way we tried to raise them? Ask the algorithm. Say, hey, tell me. I'm gonna search for children who leave the faith. And the algorithm will send you all kinds of stuff. If you type in something that has to do with some sort of antagonism toward religion, well, what do you know? You get all kinds of stuff that'll slam religion. Of course. Because why? I want to keep you watching. I want to keep you attached. I want to keep you addicted. I hate to use that word, but let me just use it for now. To those sights and those sounds. And before you know it, I'll have you shaped into thinking the way I want you to shape. I meaning the algorithm. So in fact, the only way to stop the algorithm is not to let it have access to your kid. And the only way to do that is to have the strength to say, this isn't good. The only way to stop it is to delay the access to it. Even if I'm only 1 in 100 parent that does it now. Realize the strength that takes. Should make you mad, actually, that they're doing this to your kid. shouldn't upset you real, real good. I remember reading a book about this, and they were quoting a lot of the guys who developed the technology to keep kids hooked. And they said, there's no way I would let my kid get on this stuff, because I know what it can do. I designed it. And they were pretty upfront about it. So, once more the question. Is the algorithm raising your kid?
More of Dr. Ray's monologues can be found on his website, drray.com. Monologues, as well as full-length programs of The Doctor Is In, can be heard at AveMariaRadio.net and EWTN.com/radio.